No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. We are here in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun. You might hear some planes flying above me because literally the air show has gone on as we speak. But we're far and removed from the main happenings of Sun and Fun. We're out in exile territory. But there's a vent. There he is. What is that, Dennis?
It's a T-6.
A T-6 is flying over us. But we're out by the VOR in Lakeland at Sun and Fun because you've been exiled here with your Mooney. What's going on?
No, they gave me front row parking. I'm right on the taxiway.
Well, that's true. We got a great view of the air show, but it takes a while to get out here, and my feet hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what we got you a golf cart, so it's not so bad, right?
Well, let's not give away all our secrets. But, yeah, we came out here for a reason. Because we're a radio show, we felt it was only appropriate to do the radio show from Dennis's airplane. So you can plainly see that's where we are.
Well, it's a radio show talking about the new radios we put in our Mooney.
Right. Okay, we'll go with that. But we really are in Dennis's airplane. Dory is what we like to call her.
Correct.
And she's a Mooney 201, but it is newly equipped with some very, very cool Avidyne gear. And we have Captain Mitch with us right now, who's been on the show via phone a couple times, but this is the first time in the flesh. Mitch, welcome. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you guys having me out. It's great to see this product in this gorgeous airplane. I'm sure it added tremendous situational awareness as you were coming down on the trek down.
It sure did.
Yeah, well, he made it, you know. So the bar was pretty low for me, the fact that he made it. And hopefully I'm going to get to fly in this plane with him at some point during the event here. But right now you're sitting in the pilot seat of his Mooney 206.
201.
Or 201, I'm sorry. And and what do you think of the install? You don't control that kind of thing, but I think they did a pretty good job, don't you?
Yeah, they did a fabulous job. You got the audio panel up there. You'll be able to monitor all four radios. You got two, you know, your big 550 display giving you tremendous situational awareness. And then you've got the convenience of the 440, the little brother, giving you crosstalk with a big keyboard and just added flexibility and being able to look at traffic or weather or different traffic sources at the same time. It is the Mac Daddy install, and Kurt did a fabulous job at modern, because I don't see any evidence that this didn't come out of the factory like new. It does not look like an aftermarket install.
No, it doesn't. It definitely looks like it's was made the way from the beginning. And, you know, Dennis has already been to the Avidyne booth a couple times and found things he wants to upgrade. Or, I don't know, what, buy another iPad so that, 'cause this thing syncs with it? Or
what?
Another airplane for the gear? Is that what you want
to
do?
Well, we'll have to talk to my wife about that first. But, no, there's definitely Avidyne's got some other things in the works here that would be really nice. Upgrading the autopilot would be a good fit for this airplane. So we'll talk to him about traffic later, you know, integrating. There's the ability to get the ADS-B in traffic directly onto the Avidyne display. Currently, today, the way I've got it set up, I'm only able to see traffic if it's on the iPad itself. So we're going to talk to him about, you know, what it would take to make that work, if we have to put additional gear in, or if there's going to be future updates in the, coming down the road to enable the functionality with other products. I'm just absolutely loving it, though. It is such a big improvement over what we've been flying with for the last 6 months.
Well, there you go. And Mitch, I'm assuming whatever he wants, you're more than happy to take his money and make it happen for him. Am I right?
Absolutely. Let's quit staring at a blank screen and let's power some of this stuff up.
Oh man, look at all the pretty lights. See, that's all it means to me at this point.
I was just gonna say, Greg, do you even know what any of this does?
Well, yeah, I do. I know that you power it on and it lights up, and you know, it's like an in the air rave or something's going on. No, I can see. There's like 3D situational, what's the word?
Situational awareness.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Yeah, but you click the enter button, and then next thing you know, you see how you're flying, you know, in kind of that computer X-plane type world. It kind of backs up to what you're really seeing out the window, right?
Yep, it does. It really, you know, previous systems, you would always wind up having to go and resort to looking at your iPad to get the big picture view. You're looking at a little tiny map on the screen to try to figure out where you are on the airways and what your next waypoints are. Here, you have so much real estate, and you can just keep that top screen dedicated to the big picture view. And the second, the IFD 440 underneath it, lets you keep the flight plan leg by leg and be able to see, you know, kind of see what's your next heading and things like that. And it really just makes it easier for the pilot. You're not heads down constantly looking at an iPad or at a chart. You can keep your head focused directly on the screen.
Yeah. Now, we can't make the radios work, but you can hear that little buzz. But you wouldn't hear that with your headphones on. Let's see. Yeah, see that? Just a little hum going on. That's the electronics doing their thing.
That's the cooling fan.
Oh, it's the cooling fan. It's not the electronics. They make no noise. Of course not. But, well, Mitch, tell me, how does this Mooney 201 install this Avidyne gear compared to what you usually fly? Back in, what was it, Melbourne? Is that where you are?
Yeah, we've got several test assets at Melbourne. We've got a Lake, a 182, and a Cirrus, and a 206. But most of ours have all kind. They look like they're crazy. They got all kinds of antennas hanging off of them. They're all experimental. They don't look as nice as this because we have more avionics than probably 3x the whole value of the airplanes. We may have a G500 in there. We may have a couple Aspens in there. All just seeing how they coordinate with the different equipment. So it's kind of a. It's an avionics haven if you like to fly.
Right. What about personally as far as flying? What do you like flying yourself?
You know, I'm more mission dependent. I tell you, my background was military, so I flew the Eagle, and I was one of those prima donnas that thought, bug smasher pilots didn't deserve a pilot's license. And then I fell in love with a little lake amphibian, and I bought a Buccaneer, and I've never looked back since. In fact, I wrote for Avionics Magazine for a while, just talking about my experience from a military pilot converting to GA. And what I loved about the amphibian was the freedom it gave me. I didn't have to talk to any towers. I could land on any piece of water I wanted to. I go splash around the Bahamas. I could land on land. I could land on water. So I really enjoyed low and slow with that one. But if you're going to go cross country, it's hard to knock a Mooney. The Mooney and it's just the more serious manufacturers, what I'll call with metal airplanes, it's the Moonies and the Bonanzas if you want to haul the mail. And this thing, how much your top speed did you come out here?
I flew down at 157 knots.
Nice.
At 9,000 feet, burning a miserly 10 gallons of fuel per hour.
Yeah, but then you got a tailwind, and then it clocked in at what?
Well, with the tailwind, we were clocked at over 190 knots ground speed when coming through Peoria, Illinois.
That ain't too bad, is
it,
Mitch?
That's awesome. That's
like a fighter pilot, like the guys we're watching in the sky right now, almost.
Short final, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's based to final.
But amphibian plane, that's what your love is right now. Is that mission-based as well? Are you a fisherman or something? Is that what was going on, or what drew you to the seaplane thing?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have two homes, so I'd leave the house in Virginia, go splash down the lake down in Lake Gaston, and just taxi back to the backyard and open up the cooler beer and have a beer, and that was my weekend. So it was total discretionary, and then the fact that I like splashing around. I did take my son bone fishing out in the Bahamas. We go splash down and go find a spot and get do things like that. So it was just a lot of. I love the freedom. I went from the military where you had to tell everybody what you were going to do three times and get permission twice, to not having to ask anybody anything. In fact, my kids grew up in aviation. I put a little a little booster seat in the right seat. I'd work the rudder pedals, and my 4-year-old daughter would do everything except for the radios and the rudder pedals. And we just had a blast learning aviation together. So that was really what hooked me into GA. And if I'm going to go somewhere, candidly, just because that's what we have now, I'll probably jump in the Cirrus. It has our Avidyne R9 system in it. It is what all of this technology was based off of. We took that integrated flight deck and we squeezed it into the IFD 550, 540, and 440. So all of that intellectual property is now in this box, and it's so intuitive. It just gives you tremendous situational awareness, and you really have a better FMS than most airliners do. It's
very nice.
Phenomenal.
And I guess the only difference in that Cirrus is what? Just a bigger glass screen? Is that what we're talking, really? But same guts kind of thing?
Bigger glass screen, and it's all plastic and a little bit easier. If you don't have the extra prop control, it does that automatically. But it's the gear's welded down, so it's on what I would call a complex airplane. But it's
well, Dennis knows how to upgrade now. That's is that your next upgrade, Dennis? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure upgrading to a Cirrus is really an upgrade. I mean, you can't really beat the Mooney for cost of ownership. You don't have to pack the parachute every 10 years and deal with line cutters and things like that. So, you know, the Mooney's are really a cost-effective airplane. It's low cost, low maintenance, and, you know, solid metal plane with a one-piece spar. The thing's not going to break.
Well, and plus, it has all this cool electronics in it from Avidyne. Avidyne.com, right?
That's it.
And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-Avidyne. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet, you know? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know? I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash.
But I can see.
Fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. And actually, your son Austin just got into Sun and Fun, right?
Yep, he's here again one more year.
All right, so we're going to wander around with him, and he's going to peruse the planes, the lady. Wait, no, he's not going to do that, is he?
Oh, no, no, he wouldn't.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen. Look, we have a British invasion happening here at Sun and Fun right now.
I see four of them.
Yes, you guys are from the Royal Academy of Air Force and British. What is it again?
RAF Air Cadets. So.
That's what I said, exactly. And your name is?
Tamara McCurry.
All right, Tamara. So you have three of your cohorts with you. You guys like camping here and stuff? What's your name?
Gemma Brown Sword.
Okay, so Brown Sword? Is
Brown
that
Sword.
Wow, it's like Braveheart or something. I love it.
Like right out of Game of Thrones.
This is. It's a cultural exchange. We're definitely going to create an international incident here any moment. I have a feeling. But so you guys are like camping and stuff? What's your name?
Jude Stanbury Hall.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to attempt. But you're here and you've been hanging out for Sun and Fun all week, and you guys are just here to do what exactly?
So we're helping out on the air show, so marshalling the planes, also helping out on registration and camping as well. Yeah, so.
You know, my theory is they recruited you guys because you have this accent and it makes you sound so smart. Much smarter than us Yanks here in the U.S. What's your name?
Jasmine Laws.
Jasmine. Okay, so what is the goal here for you personally? Are you looking at the planes? Are you checking out pilots like Austin and that kind of thing, or what? What's going on?
I mean, that is definitely a plus side to that, but no, the planes are amazing. It's like the difference we have at home to here is very big, because you can, like, the planes are like flying over your heads, and if we're at home, the barriers, it's
very separated. We have much more access to airplanes and aviation here than you guys do in the UK. So what are you doing? Taking advantage by going up and touching them more, or what, Tamara? What's going on?
I'm looking at the engineering sort of side of it. So I'm looking at engines and stuff and how it works.
Yeah. Okay, and what about the career? Obviously, I guess you want to get into being like a mechanic, that kind of thing. What about you?
I'd actually like to get a private pilot's license, but after
university. Me too!
Yeah, I know! But after university, I'd like to go Royal Air Force Police.
Oh, wow. Well, so you're going to be like a Bond thing going on. You might go into the, what do they call it? The secrets, not the secret service.
MI6.
MI6, right.
I'm not that smart.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right. That's fine. And what about you? What are you looking to do maybe with this training you're receiving?
I want to join the Air Force as a weapons technician. So like the weapons side of things. So I would like to talk to the Air Force, like the American Air Force, to see the difference between the two.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys like us so far? Are we totally turning you off, or you're thinking, hey, these guys are hip, or they're like, whoa, well, they need help. What do you think?
Yeah, your accents are great, and also you're very happy, like, all the time. You're great. Yeah, you're.
Well, you guys seem very happy. Yeah.
In the morning, not
in the morning. Well, neither are we. You know,
Starbucks.
Yeah, that's right. We're hopped up on caffeine right now. There's no doubt. You guys have Starbucks over there, so you can relate, right? Okay. So, as far as what you've seen so far. At the show, were you at the night show last night?
Yeah, we were. It was amazing to see it, especially the bigger aircraft with all their lights on. It's incredible.
Do you have that kind of thing in the UK? Nothing. They don't have these big air shows like Sun and Fun or Air Venture.
Royal International Air Tattoo. It's very similar to.
Wait, Royal International Air Tattoo. Yeah. That sounds like something I want to see.
Go over there, like the American Army RAF sort of stuff. They go over there.
All right, so we're shooting fireworks off of airplanes at night.
Health and safety go mad.
Health and safety. We're like 50 meters away from any type of aircraft. Even if they're standing still, you can't get close to them unless you sweet talk the pilots or you're in uniform.
But if I go to your air show, I'm going to go up there, they're going to fly and put on a tattoo at the same time? Or?
Basically, they'll do like loads of aerobatic stuff. And you can get close to the airplanes when they're stationary. If they're moving, you're nowhere near them.
Nowhere near. Yeah.
What about as far as what you guys are doing here in the States? Are you here just for this event? What's that?
We're here to help.
Hey, but you'll be here for the whole event and then you're flying straight back?
We're here.
What are you doing?
You guys.
Well, she is defecting, and no, what's going on?
Well, no, basically, these guys are here for the whole 2 weeks. They're here till the end of the air show, but right. A few of us, a select few, are going off to Washington.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, to celebrate, because it's RAF 100. So we're there to celebrate our centenary and go do some VVIP events. And
meet the president? Are you going to go up there and hobnob?
We're staying on Andrews Air Force Base, so it's a possibility.
You never know. It could happen, right? You go up and just give him the thumbs up, the whole thing, right? Yeah, that sounds like a pretty cool thing. Is this your first time to the States, by the way?
Yes.
So is there anything else you'd want to do while you're here, or are you just focused, laser focused on aviation?
You get to go to the fun bits afterwards, so you get to go to Universal and Busch Gardens.
Ah, nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
Those are the fun bits. What were you raised your hand. What do you want to do?
I want to go to Universal, see Minions.
See the Minions. You're despicable me. Okay, we got that over at Universal. It's right up the road here for Sun and Fun. So you got a little side show to attend while you're here. What about flying? Are any of you guys flying any planes while you're here?
Oh, yeah. Health and safety. We're not allowed to.
No one will even take you up in their plane?
Only if it's the American Air Force we're allowed to fly in them.
That's really? You don't trust this guy right here? He has a plane.
We're not allowed.
You're not allowed? No. Wait, really? What is up with that? How would they know?
What they don't know won't hurt him, right?
Well,
what happens at Sun and Fun
stays at Sun and Fun.
There we go.
Yes,
a lot of that is already happening. Are you guys camping, by the way, here on site?
Yeah, we
so
are.
You have like some big communal campground thing or what?
Lakeland, and we'll show you around.
Oh, okay. What's been the highlight so far as the air show stuff? I mean, you're at the night show. Have you seen all of the air show so far? I mean, it's only been one day or so, but
yeah, so we've seen most of it. We got to see the night show, so that was really good. And the performance of the air show, like in the afternoon yesterday,
like the big warbirds and that kind of thing. Yeah. What about you? What have you seen that you're impressed with so far?
Definitely the aircraft as well, but there was quite some nice U.S. Air Force.
Uh-oh. I think we found the one that's really on the prowl. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she's looking for an airman for
Austin.
Take-home.
Where's Austin? Dennis brought his son, so he's standing. Yeah, she noticed him.
He's
okay.
A pilot.
He's a pilot. Okay, boy, there could be a love connection happening here. Either that or an international incident. I'm still not sure. So is there any other goals that you want to accomplish while you're here at Sun and Fun, you think?
I feel like just kind of gaining more experience, guiding aircraft, getting up close personal, kind of talking to people. I feel like as much as you do that, you'll get such a better experience out of it.
Well, okay, and don't judge this little experience with all the others that you're bound to have that'll be way more efficient and better, okay?
No,
I
won't.
All right, well, I love it. They're great folks, and once again, it's the
Royal Air Force Air Cadets.
Okay, just Google it, and you can find out more about them. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Once again, we are at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, just wandering the hangars right now. Captain Dennis has been with me. He's brought in assistants. He has his own, I don't know, personal
co-pilot.
Co-pilot, okay, I guess that sounds better than personal assistant or son, Austin. How are you, Austin?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Now, you've been to Sun and Fun before. You've wandered around here at least a year or two now, haven't you?
Yeah, something like two.
3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's been a while, but you just got in, and you're here to hang with us. So if we need coffee, is that where, are you the go-to guy?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, well, I thought he was going to say, wait a minute, I'm a pilot. You're not, Greg. You go get the coffee.
No? I would have. You missed an opportunity, Austin.
You missed an opportunity to bust me. I guess, but we can't take that role away from Captain Ed, who has joined us as well, finally. How are you, buddy?
Good. I was about to say, that's what I would have said.
Yes, I know you would have. I was just giving, you know, Austin the opportunity to upsell himself, or I mean, I don't know, and just promote himself, because he's a certified pilot now, and yeah. IFR trained now too, right?
Yep. IFR is complete. I got that in January. So working on the commercial multi right now.
Yes, and he has the voice of Keith. Him and Keith ought to have a voice off. They're way better radio voices than me.
I think we just turn the whole show over to him and Keith, and we take the rest of the year off.
Hey, that sounds like good. We'll fly around the world, me and Ed. Well, no, we won't, because Ed doesn't have his passport. But that's a whole nother thing.
But I have my pilot certificate.
Well, okay. Yeah, we don't need to go there anymore. We've covered that base. Sorry, but you're here. You just got here to Sun and Fun. It looks pretty busy to me. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good. Beautiful day for it. Nice, about 60 when I pulled in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is day three. And by the way, each morning, Lights, you know, the big kahuna here at Sun and Fun, gives a little press conference on how the show is doing. And they have already said we are on track to break all kinds of records for attendance and sales and everything. So we'll see how the rest of the week goes, but so far, so good.
Yeah, it looks like it, just by the fact that it's the third day, and Thursday, it's busy as all get out. I've not usually seen it this busy on a Thursday.
So this is a good thing, and we're recording, obviously, during the week. We're going to check in with our folks from Stratus and Apario, which is some of the gear that Dennis just got in his Mooney 201. That's coming up next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Captain, cabin's ready and doors are closed.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to get high and also fly this old bird. Just a little captain's joke. I never get high when I'm flying unless I mistime the edible. Another captain's joke.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis and Austin as well. We got a full crew here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, as we peruse the aisles, the hangars, and catch up with our aviation friends here at this massive spring break of aviation event. And we got Kelly with us from Apario. How are you?
It's good to see you in the flesh.
Yes. Well, yeah, most people don't say that.
Yeah.
Say, Greg, nice to meet you. Great. Here's face for radio, that kind of thing. Yes.
No, they usually say, Greg, I see you have a face for radio.
Yeah, I just said that, Ed. Come on. Jeez, he's a little slow to the punch. You know what I'm saying? But it is a punch just the same. All right. Well, Kelly, you're here in the Apario booth doing what here at Sun and Fun this week?
So we have the booth space, and we're also doing presentations on the ADS-B information. So a lot of education. You know, a lot of people coming by saying that they either already have the Stratus products or they're going to equip. So it's been a really good show for us so far.
Yeah, and this is the solution that is probably one of the most popular out there right now. And obviously, Captain Dennis is a big fan. So far, it's worked out pretty good for you, huh?
Oh, it's worked out great. You know, being able to fly down here from Minnesota this week and seeing so much more traffic now that I have I'm actually participating with ADS-B out, but then also with the Stratus solution, it's hard. The receiver's hardwired to the airplane, so now you got an antenna on the outside that's got much better reception. You're able to see more traffic farther out, get updated weather reliably, and so it was made a real big difference because the weather was not very good coming down here. So being able to know where the storms are, what the destination weather's looking like as you're coming in, is very, very helpful.
Yeah, and everybody was able to track you too, right?
Well, that is the downside. Yes, my wife knows exactly where I am right now.
Yes, well, and that's a good thing. And Kelly, you know, you give these seminars throughout the week from Apario. And are these people coming to the seminar? Are they interested in the product? Are they trying to figure out how to use their new Stratus more effectively, or a little of everything?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, before at the other shows we were talking, and it had been where a lot of people didn't know a lot about ADS-B, and they were mostly coming just get an initial information session. Now there's more educated. They have more questions about the products and their options, and they want to make a decision. So we're starting to see that turn of where it's really getting busy and people want to figure out what they're going to do and purchase at the show. We've already actually had quite a few purchases. But we cater to everything. When you come to a presentation, we ask you if you know much about it, not much at all, or, you know, still doing research, or if you don't even know what ADSB is all about. So we try to cater the presentation to the people who come.
Tips and tricks on how to use your new gear too, I guess?
Yep. We do, especially with the ADSB in receivers and ForeFlight, we try to do some tips and tricks because, you know, you can spend years on ForeFlight and not touch half of it, I think. But we try to do a lot with that. And, you know, the transponders are pretty simple to use, but a lot of people are just curious about the applications that they can use it in and why it improves safety and all of those kind of questions.
So. Got it. Is there one particular element of ForeFlight and the Stratus unit and how you guys work together that usually surprises people when they're new to the gear and go like, hey, oh, wow, I didn't know it did that. That's really cool and very helpful.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The people who come up to us who have already equipped say, wow, I can't believe how much traffic I see and how much was out there that I didn't know about before.
Ed, you have a comment. I see him snickering over here.
Okay, this is something fun about 3 years ago. I left about 3 o'clock in the afternoon to go back to Orlando to fly with a customer from Orlando to St. Pete. And so we're coming across the top of Lakeland at about 4,500 feet at about 5:15, right when the air show's over. And he had Stratus. In fact, that it was a brand new Stratus too. And so I have a screenshot of all the airplanes departing from Sun and Fun after the air show that day.
Technically, it's called a swarm.
Yeah,
I think, right?
Yeah, it was almost a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
When you saw all that. Then I zoomed out to all of Central Florida, and I was seeing stuff from Daytona all the way down to Sarasota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, those are great memories, I guess. You know, especially you got to take a screenshot of that. And what did you call it? It's not a swarm. What is it?
No, it's a flock. They're
a
birds,
flock.
Right?
Well, okay. Birds of a feather, sure. Why not?
No, swarm.
Okay.
Swarm.
It looked more like a swarm.
Have
yeah.
you ever flown out of here?
Not yet, but I will.
You will on Sunday.
On the way back, he'll say it's definitely a swarm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but I flew with Ed a few years ago, and I had no problem flying, you know, in the right side. Yeah, I flew the right side, and I was happy as a clam. But he was like, you know, certain parts of his body were puckering up.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? Because he noticed things on the screen and out there that I wasn't as concerned with as a beginning pilot at the time. Right, Ed?
Yeah, Greg's just pretty clueless in life, but especially in an
not
airplane.
Not true.
Especially in the airplane.
Just clueless, period.
That's right.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, but Kelly, one of these days I'm going to have my own Stratus, and I'm going to learn how to fly and do this stuff right.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
It's going to be the way to go. Now, you didn't fly in yourself, but you do a lot of flying, right?
I do, yeah. I actually flew to the show last year with a buddy of mine, and that was a ton of fun. I wish we could have flown here, but the weather that was blocking out Florida just was not happening. So.
And you were telling us the other day that you actually belong to a flight club.
I do, I don't own my own airplane, but I belong to a flying club, so we all share the cost of the airplane, and so a lot of those are Stratus guys. You know, we share a lot of the equipment, and it's a nice community aspect to learn, to meet new people and just kind of learn things together.
Well, I would imagine you're the most popular person in the entire club, because you have a direct line to Stratus, and you're like, hey guys, I can do this, and you're like teaching them all the time. Am I right?
Yeah, and they want a lot of free stuff. But,
of course.
You know, it's funny because our red Stratus koozies are pretty well known, so everybody's like, hey, can you bring a bag of those? Because we're going to have some beers at the hangar after. So,
aha, yeah. Yes. Well, priorities, of course. But yeah, so you're going to give some more seminars, tell people about what's going on with this. You got to see Dennis's plane with the install, right?
I know. You need to go out there and check it out, for sure.
It literally, he's been banished to the other side of the property. Way out by the VOR in exile or something.
That's a hike out there, yeah.
We'll get a cart, right, Dennis?
That's right. We'll get a shuttle, take you out in comfort.
Yeah.
Now, how hard was the install for your particular plane? What did you have to do to get the Stratus in there? It was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Sure. Just sign a check over to Kurt at Modern Avionics. Come back in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but usually an install for one of these units, it doesn't take that much, does it?
No. It should be about a day or two, as long as the avionics shop's not too busy. I know that Dennis got a whole lot more when he was there. So.
Yes. While you're in there, we'll go do this.
While you're in there is the most expensive words in general aviation.
Yeah.
But this one, this solution isn't that bad, really. It's one of the more economical options, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's you know, fairly low cost. We're one of the lowest lowest priced options for ADS-B equipage, and especially the 1090 transponder. A lot of folks are having their transponders fail, so just do it all at once. Rip off the Band-Aid. Go ahead and get your new transponder, because then you'll be compliant, and you'll have new equipment, and you'll be much happier in the long run.
Now, this is really cool. cool new cutting edge type stuff, but I know you're not one to rest on your laurels as far as Apario is concerned. So are there any things on the horizon that you can share with us that you wouldn't have to kill us if you told us kind of deal, or what?
I would have to kill you if I told you, yeah. But they're coming. We should have a new product at Oshkosh, hopefully. And then next year you're going to see more coming out from us too. So we're looking far beyond ADSB, and we're really excited about what's coming.
All right. Dennis, you have your checkbook ready, or what?
Always just have to get permission first. You know how that goes.
Yeah, what has been the one thing you've liked about it so far? Just seeing all the traffic and the swarms here at Sun and Fun, or what?
Well, Austin was just mentioning, you know, it's the simplicity. You know, you don't have to think about the transponder anymore. You don't have to remember to go and put it into altitude mode as you're getting ready to take off, because that's taken out of the loop now. You've got an air data or air switch, so it automatically enables itself into active mode as soon as you start rolling down the runway. So it's one less thing to worry about. I now have a solid-state digital transponder instead of an old vacuum tube-based King transponder. So I know that I'm not going to have problems with that equipment going forward.
Well, there you go. And Austin flew in commercial here to Sun and Fun, but he will be flying back in the Mooney with Captain Dennis. And Austin, you know, you were replaced by a Computra on the way down, so you're going to have to man up on the way back. Will this come in handy for you, too?
It does come in handy, because I'm not exactly the smartest person either. I mean, I'm a little smarter than you.
No, that's a lie. But whatever.
But you don't lie. You're a lot smarter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ed, for the support.
You don't have to touch the transponder unless you're putting a code in, unless you're putting the 4-digit squawk code in. You just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
And then I'm in charge of GPSs, typically, as Dennis's co-pilot. So.
Right.
Put the flight plan in, toss in the squawk code, and then we're gone.
It sounds Greg-proof to me, and idiot-proof, Greg, interchangeable. But, I mean, is there anything else they need to do, Kelly, or you think they got it under control?
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Just use your transponder, go fly, check out the traffic and weather on your iPad, and have fun.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about, to make them fun, easier, and more safe. And they do a great job here at Apario. And you just go to apario.com and get everything you need about this and then some. Or your local Apario dealer.
Yep, right? Exactly. We have Apario dealers all over the country. We've got like over 400 at this point. You can go to apario.com/Stratus and look at our dealer locator and check it out. Yeah, come see us at the shows. We're going to be here.
Excellent. All right. Well, we got more coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
They might tell you you're on a non-stop flight. Well, I don't think I care for that. No, I insist that my flight stop. Preferably at an airport. It's those sudden, unscheduled cornfield and housing development stops that seem to interrupt the flow of my day.
So fly with me, yeah, fly with me. 30,000 in the skies, where you trying to be? I can take you to a place that is so exclusive. It's a view that only me, you, and the pilot see. As the clouds surround us and drown out all the troubles and sounds, touch down in the town. Open your eyes, be astounded by the sights all around. They are incredible. Itinerary printed out, baby, I'm way ahead of you.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Ed, right now, hanging out by the restrooms at Sun and Fun. Yeah, you have to do that sometimes, right, Ed?
Well, you know, there's shade, and not as many people as you would think.
Well, they're upgraded too. Lights was telling us they did a big upgrade of the facilities here for the folks that hang out at the show. It's a very pleasant experience even here. So I figured we better cover that base by necessity, maybe even too. I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking necessity, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, we're also hanging with our friend Patrick from Signature Flight Services. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Welcome to Sun and Fun.
Yes. Now, Patrick and I go way back because he's the only person I know who might be taking as long to learn how to fly as I.
Probably longer.
Yeah. Because we started at the same time and you still haven't got your ticket yet or what?
That's correct. Yeah, life is sort of taken over with kids and jobs and dogs and all kinds of stuff. So time is a commodity I'm in short supply of.
Yeah, we have excuses, right, Ed?
Oh, you two are the kings of excuses.
Well, that's whatever it takes.
Yeah, I can remember Patrick laying down the gauntlet that he was going to beat you. And he still might.
He still might. That's true. But you're looking to get back in the cockpit and do it now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Still obsessed with flying. I had the opportunity to fly on a Lear not too long ago, and it just reminded me of how much I absolutely love to fly, and I can't wait to get back in the cockpit.
Well, there you go. And when you come to an event like Sun and Fun, it kind of, you know, gets the juices flowing, so to speak, and other things when you're by the restroom, maybe. But that's a whole nother thing. But look, you know, Signature Flight Services, you guys have these FBOs all across the country, all around the world. And if you go there, you can find stuff. You have stuff you're dealing with a little bit on the political side of things, but it's all good. You're working through it, right?
Yeah, and I'd say that's more of an industry issue, and we're doing our best to provide access to safe, secure, and stable AVGAS, as well as access to airports at over 150 locations in the United States.
Yeah, and by the way, they're very nice. I mean, when you go to one of these FBOs with Signature's name on it, they got the cappuccino. They got everything you could ever imagine to make that experience just pleasant.
And, of course, you notice Greg goes immediately to the cappuccino machine.
Well, because they're free, right?
Well, you have to be a caffeine achiever, too.
That's true. It gets you feeling right and the whole thing. But the environment's very nice, very upscale, and they treat the pilots very well. You know, on a service level, you don't get everywhere. So, it's kind of a seal of approval kind of deal. And so here at the show, you guys are just kind of showcasing where the FBOs are or what pilots can do if they go to a place that has a Signature name on it or what?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of things that we're working on out here. Two of them, namely, one is our Blue Sky AVGAS program, which is focused on folks that are flying piston aircraft. And what that affords you is for every gallon of AVGAS that you purchase from Signature at any location in the United States, every day, 10 times Signature Tailwinds points, which are immediately available for cash conversion through either one of 100 different cards or even a Visa gift card or reloadable MasterCard debit card. And then in addition to that, we have our weekend takeoff AVGAS program, which is 50 cents off the post to retail. And I would say what most folks don't know is we've had that program in place for over 20 years.
Wow. So if you really pay attention to these programs and visit the Signature FBOs, you can rack up some pretty good value there, too.
Absolutely. And if you think about the Tailwinds points, it's like a 10-cent rebate on every gallon of gas that you buy.
Okay. Fair enough. And then, so here at the show, are you looking at planes, too, maybe?
I'm sorry?
Are you looking at planes on the personal side of things, or they got you working too much?
Oh, no. I'm definitely here for the aircraft as well. Can't wait to tour the Warbird ramp. I've got my kids coming out tomorrow. I've got about 5 other family members coming out. Really making it a family affair this weekend.
Yeah. Now, what's the deal, Ed? What do you think?
The Warbird ramp. Because I've already talked. I haven't been out there yet, but I've already talked to some people. Corsair,
yep.
P-38,
yep.
And a P-63. So... And an A-20 Hovac. So, you know, a couple of very rare airplanes out there, so you got to get there. I'm going there next.
Yeah, Ed is all fired up about that stuff. Do you get into that as well?
Well, P-38 Lightning is one of the most beautiful aircraft ever built and flown. So, yes, between that and the P-51s, those are my birds.
Well, he wants to fly one. You got to get your ticket like I do.
Yeah, I'm going to backseat in a T-6 in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited about that.
Really? Is that one of those ones that are going to make you, like, blow chunks in the back when he does a trick or something, or what?
Well, I don't get air sick, so I hope he really tries to make me
air sick. I heard one of the Warbird guys say that it's so easy to make people get sick, it's not even funny. Is he is that wishful thinking on his part there, Ed?
No, I think Patrick can hold his own. What? You, on the other hand, I'm not too sure about.
Well, he said he can take anybody and make them blow.
I'm sure he can make you blow.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying even
Patrick do it.
You don't think he's overly confident
I've flown
in everything?
And you.
Well, yeah, so who's the better pilot?
Him.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Based on what?
Smoothness on controls.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just basic stick and rudder skills.
Uh-huh.
He can remember the procedures. I don't have to remind him every time.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep the conversation flowing when that comes up.
And he got further through the program than you.
He did.
He was really close. We were prepping for check ride. You still
had
cross countries to do.
I did. I had one, at least. But so you got everything done except the check ride. So what held you up?
I ended up going to Europe on business, and I got back and just got busy.
Yeah, see, I had a better excuse, I think.
Yeah, a heart issue is a better excuse.
Right.
But life does take over. And I've heard the story many, many times, people starting and stopping, life gets busy. The good thing about it, Patrick, is all those things you did count. The night flights, the cross countries, they never go away.
We're just going to pick it back up and make it happen, right, Patrick?
That is the plan.
All right, there you go. And on that positive note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.